All right, Bill Lasky with Marty Lurie as we take you into the pregame show of KNBR and welcome in Mark Sanchez. How are you just doing, Mark?
Doing well. I'm hanging out in Lot A right now, about to go into the stadium. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing great. Listen, I just want to recap a little bit of a couple things that happened in that doubleheader yesterday. And the first one is Tyler Anderson, who really threw a great game. He really kept him off balance. He had a couple nice 1-2-3 innings. Tell me your thoughts on what you saw yesterday with Tyler Anderson.
You know, he had a more traditional complete game earlier this year in 9 innings where, you know, I think by numbers at least, that was his best start of the year. And yet, yesterday felt a lot bigger for obvious reasons. They needed him to come through and to pitch well, and they needed him to pitch for a long time. And that's exactly what he did. And he does it in a way that's more deceptive. You know, he's out there. If he hits 91, that's good for him. He's got that hitch in his delivery that I think throws off pretty much everyone that he sees. And they needed him to go deep, and he was able to give them the 6 innings and almost finished it off and had to turn to Watson, and it got dicey, but that's what happens when Watson's pitching on, you know, I think, 3 games out of 4 days, I think, for him, which is what they were trying to avoid, which is what came back to bite them in the second game. But, yeah, absolutely. It was an enormous job from him when they really needed him.
And on the offensive side in that first game with Crawford hitting that home run in the second inning, and it just sparked it going in the fourth inning. I thought Crawford, Flores, and Yaz, all 3 of them hit the ball well in those innings where they scored most of their runs. Do we have any health issues with Yaz as we're looking through it? Because he did come out of the second game after 3 at-bats. Is there any issues moving forward as we look into today and tomorrow's game?
He's a guy who always plays hard, and I think that's part of why, you know, beyond just emerging as a star here, that's part of why the fan base has taken to him so much, because he's going to bust it down the line every single time, and he will run out the, you know, routine fly ball that is caught 99.5% of the time. He's not going to be doing that right now, and he admitted that the other day, where he said he sort of needs to save his bullets for when he needs them. It is a health risk that, you know, he only has been running for a couple of days now. That calf strain, a lot of guys take a lot longer than 1 week to recover from that. That's the sort of thing that lingers. So there is absolutely a health concern, because he is going to try to be as careful as he can. And in his words, he said, I want to play for more than just this weekend. I want to play for a couple of weeks. Where he thinks if he takes it easy and if they give him, you know, a late game break in the field where he doesn't have to run and can be on his, you know, be sitting instead of standing, that will mean a lot to him. You know, that's one health risk. Really, everyone, to some extent, is not 100%. You know, you look at Crawford, you look at Dubon, you look at Longoria. All those guys just played 25 innings in 2 days. That's a whole lot to ask, and they're all back in the lineup today. So it's right. Yastrzemski is not healthy. The rest of them are tired, and that's the time of the year we're at right now.
Mark, always good to hear your voice, and a pleasure to catch up with you. After watching yesterday's doubleheader, which really was compelling baseball and an amazing end for everybody, will this bullpen be reconfigured a little bit? In other words, as Bill has said, Bill understands his pitching. You know, Cueto goes as far as he can. I would assume he's going to have a good game today. I think he needs it. I think the Padres are probably a little more disinterested than normal. But it will be a bullpen game at the end. Do you think this bullpen is reconfigured a little bit in light of yesterday?
Marty, there are some times where I don't want to answer the question and just want to keep listening to you talk and be radio listener as I usually am on these days. Good to hear you talk. I guess I should probably give my thoughts on that answer, though.
Why not? That's good.
Yeah, no, I think we're going to see a different bullpen these next couple of days. I think we're going to see Logan Webb coming out of the bullpen today. I think we're going to see Kevin Gausman relieve Smiley at some point tomorrow. It is really depleted, and even before, you know, Coonrod went down, I don't think he was going to be seen again. I do wonder if we're going to see someone like Tyler Sear or like Camilo Doval to put on the roster maybe tomorrow, if, you know, they throw Rico Garcia today and then quickly option him and give a new ready option that's fresh and that no one has seen. It would be quite intriguing if one of those guys debuts on the last day of the season. But yeah, I think we're going to see a much different bullpen than we have for the majority of the season, because that's the time of the year that this is, that they need to go all out. And if they need Gausman today, then that means, you know, if they clinch the playoffs and have to go, and then they have to figure out who's starting game one, then so be it. Because from here on in, I think it's going all out each game.
Mark, Wilbur Flores, 3-for-32 in his last 10 games before the first game of that doubleheader, and he just really did well in both games. 2-for-3 with a home run in the first game, and of course the 3-run home run in the sixth inning of the second game. Somebody catching fire here, and it looks like they're just going to keep him in that DH role. I don't think he's going to have the glove in the hand. I think they're pretty much adamant on what they have on that infield. Your thoughts on Wilmer Flores' day yesterday?
Right. Yeah, that if he is catching fire, I think he picked the right time. you know, it's the way the lineup is configured. It's either going to be Flores or Slater in that DH role, and that was who, you know, they were trying to figure out which is the best one to go to and which is going to be, you know, an eighth inning option or something. And Flores has really proven over the last couple of days that should be him. Even when he was slumping, he was hitting the ball hard. And he's the type of guy that, you know, with as much power in his swing, especially when he's seeing a lefty, he can really get going at any time. And Pomerantz has not been touched at all. He had a 0 ERA going into that bat, and Flores never looked uncomfortable. Like he saw all the pitches well, and maybe this is when he's starting to see the pitches well, and he comes around, and he's got obviously big game experience from his Mets years. That's if his bat's catching fire, right? He's picked the right time for it.
Johnny Cueto on the hill today, and we see that Joey Bart, after catching two games, is not in that starting rotation of catchers. Mike Hennemann is back behind the plate. Do you think this is a point of Johnny Cueto saying he'd like someone else? Do you think he's just Joey Bart just getting a day off? Well, your thoughts on that?
I think the boring answer is the right answer in that it's a combination of the two. I'm sorry to not take a firmer stance than that. You know, it's curious to me that earlier this year, Gabe Kapler said that he's against personal catchers. And it seems like Johnny's personal catcher is whoever the backup is. He's a difficult one to catch always because of just sort of how unique he is and really all his traits. Yeah, we're seeing Tyler Heineman today, and he has not really swung in against major league pitching in a month since he got demoted. That's going to be obviously a weakness in the lineup, and as much as Joey Bart has struggled with his bat, he's still been a major league bat. But right, Johnny prefers to catch or a catcher who is not Joey Bart, which next year might have to change. And also Joey caught two games yesterday, had caught the game before that too. That's a whole lot of innings right now. And so if they can give Bart a day off here and time it in such a way that makes Cueto happy, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm not going to be the diplomat. There is no way in the world that Joey Bart is ever going to catch Cueto again this season. I will tell you that. There's no question in my mind. And that's why they let him catch two games yesterday. But that's one man's opinion. I'm going to ask you this.
It's a stronger one than mine.
Yeah, come on. They're not going to let Bart catch this guy. He hates throwing to him. He makes faces every time he's got to look in.
You're right, but Joey's also tired. I'll give him that.
Come on, you can't do it. No, please. There's no way in the world that was going to happen. All right. The Willie Mack Award, very prestigious. You've been around for a couple of years now. You've gotten to see Kevin Pillar get it last year. We had a very interesting discussion, Bill and I and Bruce Jenkins and other people, Kerry, earlier today. How do you feel about the award, and who might get it this year?
Yeah, it's, you know, I came over from New York, and I had not known a whole lot about it. And then I saw quickly how much it means, not just to the community here, but to the clubhouse. And that was impressive to me in a way that it didn't really exist with, you know, the Yankees or Mets. I don't even think they have any equivalent to it. And that that didn't mean anything to them. And then you come here, and it really meant a lot to Pilar last year. I sort of view any award or any championship as legitimate this year, where I can see some people saying, oh, it's only a couple months. This is not legitimate. But especially this year, where there's so much going on, where, you know, games are getting canceled because of COVID, games are getting canceled because of air, games are getting canceled because of protests about how black people are treated here. You've got a couple guys on your team kneeling during the national anthem, including your manager. You've got Tim Coonrod coming out with sort of statements against that. That's very easy to sort of disrupt a clubhouse. And as far as we know, the clubhouse has been just fine all year. To me, from my experiences with this team, I think Mike Yastrzemski has to be the leader there, at least the clubhouse leader, if you want to say that, just because, you know, he's a guy who's seen everything. He's so popular within the team and with the community too. I also look at Tony Watson because he is the leader of the bullpen, and there are so many young guys out there. I was talking with Caleb Barriker earlier today who said, you know, he has been the guy he's looked at all year. Also as a former starter converted into a reliever who figured out how to do it. And he has really been enormous for all the young guys out there. So to me, those are the two guys I look at as either one of those, you know, wins it. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Mark, thank you so much for your time today. Enjoy today's game and tomorrow's game, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Mark. Take care.
That was Mark Sanchez, and we'll be right back on the KNBR pregame show.